Luminaries, Mysterians. This is Michael Conway, the new Manarch of New Manarch Podcast Radio. Hey, good morning. Good morning to you, my friends. So, where are we today? Well, we are in, well, what normally is sunny, big sky country in Bozeman, Montana, but, today, it's hazy overcast. And why is it hazy overcast? Well, it's hazy overcast because all the lovely little wildfires in the area, whether they be in our area or in Idaho, the fact is, smoke in the air, so that's the problem of living in a giant bowl. Eventually, he catches what sinks down below the mountainous peaks and lingers upon the valley like a shadow of doom. Oh, sorry. No, it's just a little bit of haze, though. And honestly, that does kind of slow down the day. Slow down the day, they say. Well, today we are not going to slow down. Today we are fighting with overcome. And, one of the things I'm trying to do is add to my skill set. That's why I signed up with Skillshare. There are a couple other sites that I'm really kind of trying to... And I'm trying to find my way. Though I do know that the power of my voice is one of the strongest powers I've been granted. Yes, powers. I cannot jump over a building in a single bound unless, of course, that building is, less than a foot and a half tall. Then I can bound over it in a single bound. But really, we're not talking about that. What we're talking about is, waking up and facing the day. And what are we doing right now with facing the day? Well, we are realizing that each day has its difficulties. Why are we so focused on arguing with pittances and problems? Keep trying to remind my sister, stop trying to trip over pennies because you miss the dollars that are within reach. And generically, that's good advice. And there's a lot of generically good advice one way or the other. But the one advice I can give is that you should overcome. Now that is overcome. Adapt, improvise, and overcome. This is the one drum that I will beat probably until the day I die. Again, I can't say the day I die like as in it, one time. It's a one and done thing for me because technically I've been declared legally dead 7 times. So people have given up on me before I've given up on myself. Or before God himself has given up on me. And so remember that, everything you are facing is temporary. All your choices are temporary. And that at one point, those choices will cease to exist. It will stop being choices. And then your choice to not make a choice became your choice. So, and that's what most of us do, is that we'll linger until there is no other choice. You have to go in a direction. But then you're constantly held to the tides of the vagaries of other people's choices. So, you have to accept responsibility for your part in your world. And once you can do that, once you can accept your responsibility for your part in your world, then it's a matter of where do we go from there? Well, where we go from there is we go from adapting, knowing and accepting and acknowledging where we are at. We improvise solutions. Now, these solutions, you know, sometimes it's a good thing just to brainstorm, just to pitch yourself out there with a number of oblivious ideas. You know, write them down on a sheet of paper or a scrap envelope or whatever you have at hand. And you write down ideas. You don't judge them, you just write them down. Then when you look at this list of ideas you've created, it's then you can start judging them because, you know, some may be really wacky and out there, completely off the list, very quickly. Others may be wacky and out there, but they might just work. So you'll consider that, and you'll, you know, maybe that one isn't scratched out immediately. And then you have one that's not so wacky, and it's a pretty solid idea, and it's going to work. You'll be pretty dang sure it's going to work. And it may not have the absolute highs of the previous idea, but it also doesn't have the risks of the previous idea. And, you know, this is how you improvise a solution. Now that you've improvised your solution, you have to apply it. It's amazing, but that's where most people fall short, is they have a solution in hand. They have a workable solution at hand, but they don't implement it. So let's implement our ideal thought process, and there we have an outcome that reflects an adaptive thought process. Taking responsibility for our lives, we can force our life forward, push our life forward, create the world we want in our lives. So, that being said, I am going to wish you all a wonderful and blessed day, and peace out. Peace out to you today, peace out to you tomorrow, peace out to you always, as always, peace out. With that being said, I'm out of here and out of my mind, and we are done. For now, let's go to the music. Freeze frame!
J. Giles Band. Hey. Hi, Michael. It is Maria. And I love your musical selection today. Fun stuff. Billy Idol. I love it. I'm wondering, how are you getting your music onto your anchor station here? Are you importing it through some sort of different device? I've been using Apple Music. And I can see you're using something different because you can play the whole entire song. Apple Music actually just changed for me for some reason with the newest updates, I guess. But it's only playing those like 30-second clips. Maybe less, I can't tell. I haven't analyzed it that much. But I love using music. And anyway, your show sounds good. And yeah, it is nice to be able to scroll through. I'm assuming you are not pushing your
selection and the mirror's reflection. I'm a dancing all with myself. And when there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing all with myself. Nothing to prove, but I'm dancing on with myself. If I looked all over the world, and there's every type of girl, but your empty eyes seem to pass me by, leave me dancing on with myself. So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd ask the world to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. Chance I'd ask a woman to dance and not be dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard. If I wear my heart out on my sleeve, but I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so
bar, my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I.
Yeah. this way. Come on.
Incorrects, luminaries, mysterians, you luminaries, please shine forth your light and make the world a better place by your passing. The mysterians search out those mysteries in the dark places of the world and drag them forth into the light so that we all can see them and work on them together. With that being said, let's continue. Well, we've just pounding out on the bees some BJ Thomas, Backstreet Boys. You know what we're doing? We're going through my guilty pleasures so you don't have to. At Lumanark, podcast radio is radio you can skip. We had some Billy Joel and Jay Giles band, as well as some Billy Idol. Some by request, and yes, we do request. It may take us a day or two, but you will make it to the episode and hear the music if I have it within my guilty pleasure wheelhouse. Then hell, I'll be more than happy to bring it out for you. With that being said, let's continue to the music. And this is a Lumanark podcast radio. Radio you can skip.
and gentlemen. Oh, quiet down. I got one more thing before you hit the street. It's very important. It's item 19. This woman is armed and extremely dangerous. Caution is advised. Watch your rooftops, watch your backs. And especially, you guys and women, be extra careful out there today.
I heard you asking how I'm feeling. I guess I'll play it day by day. I'm still around now, my heart is healing. But something's never gonna change.
Oh, cup of water in an endless sea. All we do crumbles to the ground, though we refuse to see. Dust in the wind, all we are is dust in the wind.
Oh, cry no more.
No!
This is indeed your friend Spidey Heck checking in with you. And yes, man, everything is what it is, man. Glad to hear from you. Glad you are okay. We honestly need to do a podcast where we are just talking in general. One of these days, we need to set it up. We do need to have a talk. All right, my brother, hope you continue doing what you're doing. And yes, ambition does pay off at some point. It's not needed to be quick, but quickness will eventually come. And people will see it, and they can kiss our butts. Yes.
Hey, because I can no longer do my little magic trick of 3 minutes or more on my call-ins, I sent your voice message over to my actual segment. So it just says to Michael. So that's to you. And thank you for that call in. And you know how much I appreciate you. So it's great to hear from you.
Michael, thank you so much for the message. No problem on the length. I was under the impression that we weren't, even without monetization, people had told me that I shouldn't use other people's music, third-party music, because of copyright stuff. Have you ever had a problem with that, I'm wondering? Because if I'm not monetizing, maybe I should start doing that too so I can have some music in my show. I'm wondering, have you ever had a problem with copyright?
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.